Madame President, distinguished delegate, my delegation would like to express our appreciation to Lebanon and Switzerland for their excellent work as the coordinator on international cooperation and assistance. I would like to take this opportunity to provide an update on the progress of international cooperation and assistance in implementing the CCM in the Lao PDR. Since joining the CCM, our journey with the Convention has been fortified by the generous support from numerous bilateral and multilateral donors, who have provided both financial and technical assistance. For 2023, we have gratefully received approximately $43 million from friendly countries such as Canada, Ireland, Japan, Luxembourg, New Zealand, Norway, Republic of Korea, United Kingdom, and the US, among others. NGOs such as HelloTouch, Handicap International, JMAS, MAC, NPA, and World Education have been instrumental in UXO clearance and in providing vital assistance to UXO victims and their families across all affected province in the Lao PDR. However, given the extensive contamination and its ongoing impact, this level of support remains unpredictable for the foreseeable future to fully meet our obligation under the Convention. As such, there is a critical need to explore new approach for raising awareness and diversify funding and resource mobilization. In this context, I am pleased to report that thanks to the exceptional support and coordination provided by the UNDP office in the Lao PDR, we have enhanced our country coalition mechanism, referred locally as the UXO Sector Working Group. This group, which convenes twice a year, serves as the primary coordination platform for all UXO stakeholders, facilitating more effective implementation of UXO My Action and promoting transparency and efficiency across our effort. The UXO Sector Working Group serves as a dialogue platform for government, donor countries, international organizations, operators, both national and NGOs, to discuss their respective work, sharing information and experiences, including challenges, and finding ways and means to improve the UXO My Action work for the Lao PDR. The co-chair of the UXO Sector Working Group consists of Ministry of Foreign Affairs, UNDP, donor countries. This mechanism consists of five subsector working groups entitled Technical Working Group, covering all UXO My Action works, with all stakeholders gathered quarterly to discuss their respective line of work, such as survey and clearance, victim assistance, risk education, information management, and then the fifth, which is the new one for coordinating policy and funding strategy. Also, this fifth technical working group is a platform for head of agency to discuss the topic that can be varied and subject to the circumstance presented. Madam President, international cooperation remains cornerstone of our effort to mobilize resources and deliver much needed assistance to communities in contaminated area. On this note, we would like to express our heartfelt appreciation to all countries and partners for continuing to extend assistance to us. And we believe that we can count on the support of all development partners to further strengthen international cooperation and assistance, ensuring that life in affected regions are safeguarded from the danger of unexplored ordnance. I thank you.